Start the day the Torah way. It's actually Yisoida in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Nun Hei Or Chaim. Siman Shulchan Aruch. It's not just a good idea. It's not just it's Mitzvah Va'Oisa. Shulchan Aruch says Leilech from Beit Knesset to Beit Hamedrash. Siman Kuf Nun Hei. The Acha Sheyetem Beit Knesset Yeilech to Beit Hamedrash V'Yikva Eis Lumoid. And they bring a lot of Hatzlocha. Yeilechu Mechayel El Choyel. So, as you say, after the meeting, then we have to organize all good things. A lot of good things begin in Elfach. We have to, from Manchester, rooted in Elfach. And some of the meetings there, rooted in Ezra. And I'm still on this connection. So, anyhow, the Shaila is having a Lechaim with a non Jew. What are the problems? What are the things to consider? If you look in your sheets on page 1, there's a Gemara towards the end of the Omud, which is 5 lines in the bottom. That's Avodah Zorah, Daf Ches, 6 lines from the end of the page. Tanya, Rabbi Yishmoel Omer, Rabbi Yishmoel Zorah, Yisroel Shebechutz Laoretz. The Yidden who live in Chutz Loretz, Oivdei Avoidas Kechovim Betaharo. They serve Avoidazoro Betaharo with purity. What does it mean, Betaharo? So Rashi, obviously, if you look at the last line in Rashi, Betaharo, with Rashi Kloimar. What does it mean, Kloimar? It's well known when Rashi says Kloimar, it means he had a kasha. And as we all have the kasha, how can you serve Avoidazoro? Betaharo, but it's always tumah, not taharo. So Rashi says, "Kloima." The pshat is beloy kavona, without kavona, ve'ein somim al leiv. They don't understand what the problems are. Means, in other words, innocently. People innocently serve avodah zarah. Ketzad oyved kechovim she'osam mishtel evnoi. If an oyved kechovim made a feast for his son, married, his son got married, so v'zimen kol ha'yehudim shebe'iro, and invited all the Yidden in his town, aval v'isho oichlin misholahen, even though they're eating their own food, they have their own hechsher, their own keter, v'shoisin misholahen, and they drink their own kosher wine, and furthermore, v'shamash shalahen, they have their own shamash, shamash is mishamash, serve them, they have their own waiters, Yiddish ha'hemish waiters, oimed lefneim, serving them. Nevertheless, ma'ale aleim ha'kosu, the Torah considers it ki'ilu ochlu mizivchei meisim, as if they've eaten mizivchei meisim. Shenema ve'koro lecho ve'ochalta mizivcho. It says in the pasuk, if you look at the pasuk, which is printed on this page, which is the parashat Kisisa, Shmoyis Lamedalet, pasuk Tesvov, says the pasuk, pentichro is beris le'yoyshev ha'oretz, showing up, make a bond with the Yosef Ha'oretz, Bezonu Acharei Eloheim, and they will go for after the Avodah Zarah, Bezonu Eloheim, and they will sacrifice to the Avodah Zarah, Bekoro Lecho, and he will invite you, Ve'ochalto Mizivchoi, and you will eat from his sacrifice. So we see in this pasuk that by joining eating with the guy, eating with Ovid Avodah Zarah is considered Mizivchoi, as if you're eating from the sacrifices to Avodah Zarah. Right? So now the kasha is Vayit Gemora. Vayit Gemora. So if that's the case, back to the Gemora, Ve'emo, the second last line, Ve'emo ad the Ochil. Shall we say, when is it also, when is it considered Zivchei Avodah Zarah? If you're eating Mizivchoi, if you're eating from his food. But if you got your own food, if you have your own caterer and your own waiters, why is that considered eating mizivchoi from the Avodah Zarah? So the Gemara, Omer Rav, the last line, im kein name kro ve'ochalto mizivchoi. So the pasuk should omit the words v'koro lecho. It should just say v'zavchu lelehem ve'ochalto mizivchoi. Why does it say v'koro lecho? He will invite you. So we see from here, like the Gemara, mishas kiriyo. Which means, if an Oyved Avodah Zarah invites you to his feast, then even though you're having your own food, your own kosher 100% food, nevertheless it's considered v'achalta mizivchoy. Why? Because the goy has invited you. That's the point. That's it. Now let's go on to the next pasuk in the Chumash, pasuk Tetzayin. What is the problem? What is the problem of eating with goy? Is the problem? There can be two problems. One can be a problem of avodah zarah, and another problem can be just general intermarriage. So the pasuk Tetzayin tells us, and the result will be that you will intermarry, you'll take their daughters, see for your sons. So they will guide your children to go serve with Israel. So Pashtus in the Pasuk is mashma that the main problem is the serving of Israel. If you're joining feasts of Israel, then eventually you'll intermarry, and they will encourage your children to also serve Avodah Zarah. And as I said, that's the halacha in the Rambam. If you look in the last page, in page number 3, the last page of this booklet, the Rambam, the lower part of the page, the Rambam Mada Hilchot Avodah Zarah Halacha Tesvos, says the Rambam, Goy She'oso Mishte Levnoi Oy Levitoi. If a goy has made a mishta, made a peace, livnoi, for his son, or levitoi, or for his married of his daughter, also lehonois misudasai, it is also to benefit from his suudas, also to take part from that feast. Va'afilu, says the Rambam, le'echol ha'yisraeli, that the yid will be eating, v'lishtai, or drinking, mishaloi, from his own food, his own kosher food, sham, but he's eating it there together in that, at that feast, also. How are you? Because since it was eaten with the mesiba of goyim, it's also. From what point is it considered a feast of this feast of this wedding? Says the Rambam, Mishayaschil la'asoy kolohochim tochei suda, from the point when they start preparing for the suda, which means already days before already. So long as when they're already starting to cook and prepare for the meal, as you know, the Gemara says in Ksubas, when it used to be between the Erosin, but even it used to be between the Erosin and the Kiddushin, there used to be 12 months, right? First is the Kiddushin, so between the Erosin and the Nisuin, it's been 12 months. It took 12 months to start preparing, or at least 30 days. So the Rambam, Mishiyaschil la'asoy kol ha'ochin tzoche suda, v'chol yimei ha'mishta, and obviously during the days of the actual feast, or even after the feast, 30 days. If they make a fresh, if the guy invites you for a feast after the wedding, but he's invited you because of the wedding, it's shloishim yoyim. Bim also suuda acheres machmas hanisuin. Afilu laachar shloishim yoyim also atim asafash. If the guy explicitly tells you, come, you know, I married off my son 6 months ago. You weren't around. You were away. Please come and join me. I'm making a lot of feasts for all those who weren't present. Special feasts and so on. Then it's also considered a Seuda Machmas Nisuin, and it's also interesting. Just last week I attended such a Seuda Lahavda by a Yiddish student. Somebody got married in Eretz Yisrael, and people couldn't come to the Chasna there, so they recently, now six months later, he made a Melacha Malka in honor of the Chosn Kala. He wants to give gifts to the Chosn Kala too, and the Gemara says, interestingly, the Gemara says that you can say at such a feast, at such a siddur, you should really be saying shehasimcha b'moinav. You don't say shem brachas, but you can say nevorech elokeinu shehasimcha b'moinav. This is in the Gemara. Lemaisa, the halacha lemaisa says the Shulchan Aruch, v'ha'idna orvo kol simcha. Nowadays we haven't got this proper simcha. Orvo kol simcha, the simcha is gone in Chamish, and therefore we don't say Shasimcha b'moina, but there is such a concept of making a feast, making a seuda in honor of a wedding which took place even months ago, until 12 months.
Gemara and the Rambam talking about a mishta for b'noi. Any other mishta would be mutter. Does that mean
You're talking about Stam Sugar or Stam? Oh, there was Sugar about Stam, Stam just having a lunch together. That's later. Yeah. Now we're talking about a feast. Not that it doesn't either happen or it also says in the Gemara about a birthday party or any special occasion, right? Now let's turn now. So we see from the Rambam. The Rambam says, oh, the Rambam continues. What's the reason for this halchoka? Says the Rambam, "Mipnei avodah zarah hu shenemar." As it says in the pasuk, "Vekara lecha veochalta mizivchoi velokachta mivenoisav levanecha and vezonu venoisav achrei lehen." So the Rambam learns that the Torah here is because of avodah zarah. Now the shaila is, what about nowadays? What about the goyim who don't serve avodah zarah? Or Yishmaelim? Are they? Is it also with them or not? So let's turn to page number 2 in your sheet. Let's go to Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, Simon Kuf Nun Beis, at the lower part first. Malin Bakodim, starting from the lower part of the world. Simon Kuf Nun Beis, right? Shulchan Aruch Yoredeya, Simon Kuf Nun Beis, like the Mechavim, Steve Alice. Oyvet Kechavim, ho oysem mishtele chupas benoi. Even Oyvet Kechavim that makes a feast for the chuppah of his child, a bitoy. Also, the Yisroel le'echol shom. It's an Yisroel for a Yid to take part in that meal. Afilo echol mishaloi, mishamesh aloi eridolo, mishamesh, shay. And even say, also, just like the Rambam. Now, if you look in the Taz, Kuflin base, which is underlined, Aleph, look at the Taz that's got an Aleph. Also, the Yisroel le'echol shom. Bedrishon is tafek. The drisha is mustafik. Yesh bekan heter mishum eifah. Kemoi besimen kuf memches. Now, what does it say in simen kuf memches? So, if you look at the other part of this page, which is the same simen kuf memches in Yoredei Halacha Yud Beis. Now, that simen speaks about doing business with goyim around their chagis time. The very first mishnah in Masechta Avodah Zarah states, "Listen, then around the time before the time of the chagis, you should not be doing business with goyim." Why? Because if a goy does a good business deal around those days, he will then go and be moed and thank his avodah zarah. So you will be a partner in his avodah zarah. So the end of the siman says the mechaber is sif yud beis. Yesh oimrim, like the mechaber, she'ein kol eilu devorim amurim elo be'oisei zman. That's in those days that they used to serve. They would walk the kiyam and avodah zarah. They would serve the avodah zarah properly. That's why it was awesome. But nowadays, Einam Bekim Betiv Elilim, they're not so bucky, they don't know what is the word all about. Lefichach Zagdam, look at the Shulchan Aruch, Muta Loseita Loseita Imayim Beyoim Chagam, you are allowed to do business with them even on the day of their Chagis, or the Halavoysam, and again give them loans, the Chol Sha'ar Devorim. Why? Because the results will not be, there won't be any results of Avodah Zarah. Look at the Ramah. ואפילו לא יסנים המועס לכהנים, אינו יסנים תקרבס, ואינו ילילים, ואוף. Now the next line says the Ramo in the third line, ואוי, דאיז בזה משום איבה. There's a problem, משום איבה, with איבה hatred. It can cause hatred between the goyim around us. אם נפוש עצמנו מהם ביום חגם, if we will distance ourselves on their days of Chagam, and not do business with them, it's going to hate it. They'll say, oh, look at the Eden, look at these Jews. And therefore, and for honor Shiroyim Benayim, and unfortunately we're living amongst Goyim, Utsrichim Laseis Laseis Imayim Kol Hashana, we need their business all year round. So therefore, there's a heter to do business with them throughout the Chagat time, even though it may be a Chashash. So the Ramah goes according to the Chashash of yes, proper of the Torah, Abba again he says, because there's a problem of Eva, and we may lose business, contact with them, lose business with them, lose the goodwill for the whole year round, and be detrimental. That's why it's allowed to do business because of Eva. V'lochein zokta im nechnas le'ir u'mekta u'smeichim v'yim chagom. He comes to the city and he finds the rejoicing of the chag. Yismachim v'yim, he should also join them. Mishum Eva, the havek kemachnis v'yim. He should show as if he is also joining them in their chag. And the Kol Makom Zog Derimor Baal Nefesh Yarchik minis moach imohem abal nefesh. If you can, you should try and distance yourself from the smoach imohem. Im yuchal laasay shelo yielo erev adavo. If you can manage and avoid it, find yourself an excuse that he shouldn't realize that you're doing it for this reason, and it would not cause hatred. Then you should do that. So say don't know more. That there is a concept of a heter mishum eva. So now let's get back to the Taz here. The Taz brings that the drisha is mistapik. What am I eating with it? This was regarding business, right? Now eating with goyim, is that the same heter? Is there the same heter mishum eva or the nish? So the Taz, the end of the first line, utmi hani al gavro rabo dechavosei. I'm wondering. I'm surprised on such a great man as the drisha. His topic was there. What's the chalal his topic? Shari zeh mefurish b'posik. It's clear in the posik which we just read before. Shalom du mikroho. Where's the source of this iso eating with goyim? Because it says v'kara lecha v'ochalta mezivchoy. Umefurish b'roish ois b'posik. Pentichoy b'riz liyoshev horet. V'zonu atrei b'noiseyan. Harei. So we see from here, what's the Torah's concern here? Not just avodah zarah. The Torah's concern is that the Torah says that she'ir lano eva imoem. The Torah wants us to have a barrier and have eva, have hatred. There should be a barrier imoem. Why? Mishum halchokas b'noiseyam. In order to avoid intermarriage. So what do we see from here? We see from here that the Taz holds not just the problem is because of avodah zarah, but the problem is halchokas b'noiseyam to avoid intermarriage. And therefore he says the heir not here. How can we use the heter? Mishum Eva is only Valematina Hatha Mishum Eva. This problem of hatred is only Elahecha Shah Mitzvah Mishum Devarachem. Kigoin La'ela Simekum Vahem Chet. Shemishum Iso Elil. Hu Sheroi Lahanchik Be'ezu Devorim. Ve'itiru Be'tzaz Devorim Mishum Eva Imoim. If the problem is only concerning Avodah Zarah, then we can say, hey, like the Mechavah says himself, nowadays, they don't sell proper Avodah Zarah. And B, Zog the Ramah, that Shem Eva will give me Mekel. But that's only as far as doing business with them. Ma She'inkin Kan, She'inkin HaMitzvah Shal Yisrael Achila Gufa Hui, Mishum Shlo Yilo Limoem Avo, in order to be a barrier, there shouldn't be any connection with them, any Avo with them. V'heich Mevatel Zer Gufa, Mishum Eva? How can you Mevatel such an important point? Mishum Eva? V'chein, says the Taz, Afilu B'tzivu Yidu Rabonam, Ki Goy Shlelecho B'shulakam. So look, the Taz clearly here is very much more. One should not join a feast of a goy, even in a case of hate. Now, in practical terms, what do we do in a matzah? So, because, I mean, many people have colleagues and colleagues who make a wedding, and you have to go in and wish them a lechaim, right? Is that allowed or not? Yeah, how does it cover it? So strictly speaking, according to the Taz, to go in there and drink l'chaim with them is also mamish. And even if they make a separate table for you, or you Yiddish table with their own waiters and a kosher waiter, everything is selfish. It's also. Now what about the yard before? What about just a general, just having a business lunch with a goy, or other occasion with the goy wants to make a feast for you. So if you go back to the Rambam, page of the Rambam, which is the last page, and it's considered the Rambam halacha says the Rambam, v'yesh shom devorim acherim osro oisan chachomim. The Rambam said before that this pasuk speaks about the deraisa is mishum avodah zarah. So the Rambam, but there's other, the Chachamim added on, even though there's no isur ikar isur min atayra, but God grew alein kidei lesrachek min agoyim asher lo yisarim ben Yisrael v'levolei chasnus. Now the Rambam says that there's isurim which Chachamim introduced in order to avoid intermarriage. Ve'elohim osru lishtois imohen, and an isur to drink with them. Even if it's 100% kosher wine or something bushel, and nevertheless there's an issur to have a lechaim with a goy. Ve'osru lechol piton or bishulayim, is it to eat pas atum or bishulatim? Afilu v'mokim she'ein lachush legiurim. Look at the Rambam, okay, halacha yud. זה לא מהלכות מהחולת אסור יותר כי זין הלא חיות קטע לא ישתה אדם במסיבה של גויים. You shouldn't be drinking in a מסיבה של גויים, any מסיבה, not necessarily a חתונה, any מסיבה. ואף בישהו יין מבושל שאין נעשה או ישהו יצר מכלב לבדי being your own wine, it's awesome. Instead of having a horse, to go and have a lechaim, to go to a feast of a goy, and have a drink with him, is definitely also. The only occasion is motam. The only way it is motam. Im hoyo roiv hamesibo yisroel. Now let's not forget, here we're talking about not a wedding. If it's a wedding, it's more common. In a wedding, it's also, even if you have your own table of yidden, it's in a separate table of yidden, it's also. Here we're talking about just a summer feast. Some party. Nevertheless, it's also. If Roy Hamasibo is Israel, is Mutam. If Roy people in this Mesibo is Eden, is Mutam. And the Ein Shoyz in Sheikha Shalahan, Shoyz in Matlon, Matayn, you shouldn't need the Goyshe, you should need just the Yorm. The Ein also El Mutam. Okay. So, now let's look in the bottom of this page. This is a quotation from a sefer called the Ben Yisrael and the Nochri. And he brings here, Oyz Gimel, Rambam Perek Yitzayim Mirtet Ma'achol HaSasur HaSalach Yud, V'ayim Pri Chodesh, V'ayim Pri Chodesh, Simen Kuf Yudal Shekotas. De'im HaTzeudo Eino Mishte Shel Chupo, Oy Leidas B'nei Adam. If it's not a Chasun Afif, or a birthday party. El HaTzeudas Mareim Ba'alma, just a general party. Kemoshin Adim Kitzas B'mei HaKayif. On holidays, lalechet leganois ufardesim yachad imagoy lishto is yash. You go out to the park, and you're drinking. You're having a drink with a guy. Only for amim list oicham. Call everybody. Everybody brings along their own food. Or everybody pays for their own food. He says that's all. Then it depends. The im haYisraelim heim roiv. If the Yidden are roiv, are the majority in this feast. Surely the whole lady will have to be mine. I feel the way to go. You're allowed to join, even if it's in the goyim. And I feel the shulchan echad, even if it's the same table with the goyim. You're allowed to, so long as the goyim are yidden. And I feel the kleim, even the goyim shekelim. Obviously, no chashash of kashas. And I feel the kishoy tov shul goyim. Even the goyim pays for the chayfis. It's still mutam, provided that the goyim are yidden. Okay, but in the Yisraelim he muat neged goyim. But if the yidden are the miut. The minority neged hagoyim, or afilo mechza al mechza, even if it's exactly five yidden and five goyim, also lahosev imoyim b'shulchan echad. You must not be sitting on the same table, bein lisa lechel, whether it's just eating, or when afilo rak lishto if yayin sova yayin mushul, or just drinking wine or beer, is also loy mi boya in a mesiva beit hagoy. Not to talk about if the mesiva is in the goy's house, but other also. And I feel I'm a Sibor, ain't over Beit HaGoy, even if a Sibor is not in Beit HaGoy. The Gamma is so Elish HaGoy. So a Goy invites you to a kosher restaurant. Right? Right, a kosher restaurant. But the majority, on that table, the majority of 50% are Goyim and 50% Yidden, it's also. The Loyoid, and I feel I'm a Yisrael, Mazmin, and I go in the Beit HaGoy. Even if the Yid invites the Goy in the Beit HaGoy, the whole I saw it, Hamish of Yisrael. And calls you b'shulchan echad, but let your wife Israel to invite goyim to your house for a feast. And if 50% or majority goyim, then it's also. Over there, let Yishmael chilek bring oyer with a very zora li Yishmael. That's for Yishmael also. And therefore he says, ach kol zeh ho Israel zeh rak be yoishvim b'shulchan echad dafki. They're sitting on one table. Aval k'she'enam yisvim b'shulchan echad ela Yisraelim levad. If you have two tables, one for Yidden, one for goyim, then lekishum isul, if it's not a wedding feast or a special feast of a simcha. Thank God the Shabbat says in Avraham, Shekosav, the isul zel lishtei simoim, hu bein b'yayin sorof, bein b'yayin mevushul, even grape juice, even wine mevushul, afilu b'achila b'lvad, the haim l'lisoid lechem, b'li shum shtiyo, also b'mesivat goyim, even just eating, without drinking. And therefore he says, v'ayim shom b'meshekosav techachat megula, על מה שאין לזהורים העולם בזה שיועצים על הגנו ומאת הקיץ יחד עם הנוכרי ויועצים בשולחן ואולך משועצים ממוהם ולפעום אף שאין שם אכילה מקום לוקם אתה יכול משועצים יין סורף יחד ואין לא יצמד להשגיח יעיקר עם ישראל לא יצטרך להזהיר על זה. זה מזה אימפורט In practical terms, if you have a goyish worker, a goyish worker works for you, and you want to offer him a lachaim, you want to offer him in the middle of the work, you want to offer him a cup, let's have a cup of whiskey, let's have a cup of beer together, a cup of wine together, in your house, just you and him. Lachaim is awesome. You can have a soft drink together, but to have yeah, instead of wine or whiskey or drink or something which is choshev, which can cause which is mekarev itself of it, is also to do with one yid and one goy, or 50 if it's not majority yidden, then it's also even in your own home. So just and you have both the oira, obviously the ar cholkim, the ar cholkim and the taz says that the even Mishum Eva is also the Shach himself, he brings the Brisha, he doesn't give a final Shach in the Nikudas HaKesef. He explains himself why he's not masking totally with the Taz, but we see here the Chodosh and we see Pashtus in the Rambam that is definitely something to be aware of, not to join, not to have a mistake with going. The Shach, what does one do in practical terms? If you're going to Boston, invite all his workers once a year, invite them for several times on several occasions, he might make a business lunch together. It's a problem. Again, if it's Roy Yidden, or if it's Roy Yidden, then it's fine. If it's not Roy Yidden, it's definitely a problem. If you have a practical shayla, consult your rabbi. But that's definitely a problem there. And finally, when I show to the queen and so on, and another shishav. Many occasions people go to the queen. If you invited the queen and you have your own shamus and your own, and it's satakel chatchila, it should be that's zichron, not to have a lechaim, not to drink a whiskey or to drink a wine. That's definitely more chamur, right? To have a meal there, I don't know how to do that. To have a meal there on the same table as majority of 50% going is a serious problem.
If you don't eat, you just sit at the table.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, or even to go to a wedding and just to wish a mazel tov.
If you sit at the wedding, you're not eating.
If you're not eating, that's much not okay. Only eating is awesome. Just to be there, it's actually okay. So long as it's not in that church, then it's okay. And finally, if you go back to the first page, there's a Rachaim HaKodesh here. But when I chose this topic, I wasn't aware how many important halachas are in Parshas Bo. But I was wondering why did I choose this topic with no connection to Parshas Bo. But Baruch Hashem, the Rachaim HaKodesh has enlighten me, there is a connection to Parshas Bo, this topic. As the pasuk continues here in Parshas Yisita, it continues with Elohim Asecha Eloisa Aseloch, and then in the pasuk Yitches Eschag HaMatzai Tishmer Shivas Yomim Teichal Matzai. Zog the Chaim HaKodesh Tam Mitzvah Zu Kan. What's the connection between the Mitzvah of Chag HaMatzai and the previous problem of Avodah Zarah? The Chaim HaKodesh, let's sign to make note. This is the tikkun. Chag HaPesach and the Matzah is a tikkun of the chayt which is previously mentioned. To Emre Mizal, ki haChomet is bechinas El Acher. Chomet is a bechina of Avodah Zarah. But as that Tzivah Hashem b'yasar seif lishmor es hadavar. That's what Hashem told us to be shemor es hadavar. Don't chag HaMatzah tishmor, and that will be a kapora for any problem of Avodah Zarah.